to the person next to you and say, I got the joy. If you don't, I'll come down and give you some. Praise the Lord. Get filled up today. Get filled up with His presence. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. Amen. Thank God for the glory. Thank God for the anointing. Hallelujah. Last week I began the series, Breaking Barriers, Doing the Impossible. I did this in 2017 before we made our move from Brockton over here, amen, and to this area. We were in Norwell a while, and then God moved us over here in this facility. And it was definitely a year, and I know many received a lot of great things in that season, amen? But it can be scary when you know that you're going to move into a new time, a new location, new time in your life, amen? Praise God. But God is saying that we have that barrier-breaking anointing, and we can do the impossible. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've got to believe that. Yes, amen? So get rid of fears. Because the enemy would come and put a barrier of fear in your life that you're not going to be able to perform. You're not going to be able to do what the new season is telling you you have to do. New seasons always say change. And we get comfortable. And most people get in their comfort zone. And they like to stay in their comfort zone. Well, everything's going fine. I don't want the water to be disturbed. I don't want anything to shake up and change. But unless things change, you're not going to change. Because we need to elevate ourselves to the change that God puts before us. That's why Paul says, I can do all things. You might not think you can do all things, but you can by the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Say this with me, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who enables me. The Bible says strengthens, but same thing as enables. The enablement of God on the inside of you. That's what the anointing does. Hallelujah. So we're going to start 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. It says this, that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, not according to what your past has been like, and not according to what you think your future is going to be like. Because listen, God deals in the future. He's forgotten your past. Hallelujah. He cares about you now, but He sees you in your future. He's already prepared you for your future. You just got to flow with Him. Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, He'll show you things to come. We're led by the Spirit, not the flesh. Amen. So it says, called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose. And listen, if you don't know God's purpose in your life, you're unfulfilled. If you're following after your own purpose and your own things and your own agendas, that's where we get off track. We need to find out God's purpose. And this is His season to find out God's purpose in your life. Amen? If you want to break barriers that have held you back and contained you, you're going to have to step into His purpose, because that's where provision is, that's where the anointing is, that's where the strength is, that's where the power is. It's not where you are, right, in this season that you're in, but it's as you move forward. Well, you know, I don't have faith to move forward. I don't feel anything. You've got to move. You can't steer a parked car. Amen. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? Hallelujah. Movement. Say, movement is good. All right, so He's called us according to His own purpose and grace. What's grace? God's ability. God's ability. It's already been provided for you 2,000 years ago on the cross. So grace comes alongside, amen, your purpose and enables you to do your purpose. It's grace, amen. Look at how many times the Apostle Paul uses the word grace in the epistles in the New Testament. It's grace. And when Paul was going through things in his life, you know, he a lot of people, you know, ask, well, what was a thorn in the flesh? What was this and that? But it was a messenger from Satan to buffet him. It was simply that. It was just barriers that the enemy had put in, and he'd prayed three times. How many times have you prayed? Jesus, help me! What was God's response? My grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient to put you over into your next season and anoint you to do what you need to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I don't care what you're going through. All right? So his grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, before the foundation of the world, God knew you. Isn't that wonderful? He knew you before even you were in your mother's womb. He knew you. He planned your life. And all we have to do is fit into his purpose and his plan and his season and move with God. Move with the grace. Move with the anointing. So breaking barriers, doing the impossible. I don't know if the barrier has been financial or health or whatever, marriage, relationships, whatever it may have been. I'm telling you, by the anointing of God, by the grace of God, you're going to break out of that containment. You're just not going to barely break out of that containment. You're going to explode out of that containment. Amen? Glory to God. Just like a chick coming out of the shell. Boom! Glory to God. I'm here! Hallelujah. Clark Kent goes into the phone booth, you know. Boom! Glory to God. I'm no longer Clark Kent. I'm Superman. And that's who you are. Glory to God. God puts a super on your humanity. So breaking barriers, do the impossible. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. This is what it's all about. It shall come to pass in that day. And we got excited last week when we got to that day. Because I'm telling you, that day is this day. Today. Today. If you don't get tired of what's going on and figure it out that you're done with it. You're done with that containment. You're done with that barrier. You're done with your health problems. You're done with financial problems. You're done with relationship problems. You're done with all of these things that are containing you. Today, I'm done. Amen. I'm done. That's when the grace of God comes in. It's not to where you make up your mind. God's not going to push himself on you. The anointing's not going to just come on you and say, well, you know, I'm going to take you by your neck and pull you around, you know. No, you decide. You make that decision. And then the anointing is there. The grace of God will be there. It shall come to pass in that day that the burden, no matter what you're going through, will be taken away from your shoulder, and the yoke, the bondage, the things that's tied you down will be destroyed, will be obliterated, destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing in this house. It'll break off of you if you desire it. Today, it's over. Say this with me. Today, it's over. I'm not going to be bound anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. It's not all God. Oh, God, when you're going to do it? Oh, God, bless me. You're blessed. You're healed. You're delivered. Jesus isn't going back to the cross to suffer for you again. He did it. He said, it is finished. When he came out of the grave, he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He took authority. He said, he come out and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth and below the earth. Now go. In other words, he said, get over it. I've taken care of it. Hallelujah. So you begin to, put your chest out. Glory to God. Devil, I'm through with you. Enemy, I'm done today. Amen. Glory to God. I'm breaking you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's look at Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7. Now, this is our part. This is the part. God has his part. Jesus has already done his part. This is our part. Now, listen to me very good, very well. Who are you, O great mountain? And I want to say, who are you, O great barrier? What's been in your way? What's been in your way? What is stopping you right this moment from going ahead with God? What's holding you back? What's containing you? Addictions, whatever it might be. people. See, you need to serve God, not people. And you serve God, not money.
Yes.
Too many times we let circumstances around us dictate how much we serve God. I had an uncle that was powerfully anointed, and he was called, you know, all of his life to be a full-time minister. But because of provision, because of money, and things like that, he never did answer that call. And he'd go on weekends and preach, and he'd go on vacation times and take his family and preach. And I was with him. The anointing of God was on him. I played the bass guitar and with him, and they sang, and he preached, and people were healed and set free. But see, that wasn't God's best for him. God's best for him was to be full-time. Full-time in ministry. Operating in that gifting that God had given him. But because of the barrier of financial provision, that he thought that God couldn't take care of him. Come on now. According to our faith. Not according to God now. According to our faith. And it's not easy to step into. It wasn't easy to step in from Brockton over here. From how much were we paying? $6,000 a month or $3,000 a month? And now we're paying $18,000 a month, $17,000-something? I don't have that in my pocket. Come on now. Plus everything else you got to pay, the, you know, insurances, the salaries, and all this kind of stuff. When you get to the point and figure out that you can't do it anyway, well, that is going to be God that does it. Hallelujah. Come on, people. It's going to be God that does it. You can't do it. You can't figure it out, but God can. He's inside of you. Hallelujah. So you got a barrier. Now, this is telling us that we got to talk to our barriers. Amen? Who are you, oh great mountain? Don't look at the mountain as you're down here and it up there. You're not talking about Mount Everest. You're bigger than that mountain. Christ in you is bigger than that mountain. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. All right. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. In other words, mountain, barrier. After today, I'm going to walk on you. You're going to become a plain. You're not that great mountain that I thought. You know, most of our mountain is little hills. And the enemy comes and, you know, he makes us think it's so big when it's not that big. Amen? Yeah. But to us, it's big. You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with what? With
shout.
How many of you can shout? Grace, grace to it, to the barrier, to the mountain, to the addiction, to all the situations that has kept you contained. Amen. You call upon the grace of God. You invite the grace of God. You speak grace to those barriers in your life. I'm not going to live in fear anymore. I'm not going to be captivated by this barrier anymore. I'm breaking forth. I'm free today. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Now, the interesting thing about it shall become a capstone. What is a capstone? The capstone is simply a finishing stone of a structure. The crowning achievement. The point, the element, or the event. In other words, God is going to take that problem, that barrier in your life, and he's going to put a capstone. He's going to make that achievement. He's going to make that an event in your life like they did in the memorials in the Old Testament. You're going to raise a memorial. This is was, but it's no longer because God delivered me from this. Hallelujah. And if he did it once over here, he's going to do it over here. Glory to God. And you're going to be able to tell generations after you, this is where I was bound up. This was my barrier. This was my situation. But I believe God. I spoke to that thing. I oh, hallelujah. I yelled, I shouted grace. And that thing came down. Hallelujah. That's why our family is no longer under bondage anymore. That's why you and my child, my descendants, is no longer in bondage anymore. Because there was a time back in my life, there a living word, one Sunday morning, that I shouted grace to that situation and that bondage. And now I'm free. And because I'm free, glory to God, generations after me are now free also. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you sense that in your spirit this morning? Can you sense that? What is it? Just shut your eyes. What is it? What is it that's your barrier this morning? You might say, Pastor, I don't know. Holy Spirit will show you what that barrier is. And what he wants you to do is not come to the pastors and say, Pastor, would you pray over this? He's given us the authority to speak to it. You, out of your mouth, you're going to call on the anointing. You're going to call upon heaven's armies. Whatever it takes to move that mountain and make that mountain and the barrier a plane in your life, it's going to obey you. Amen. Little old me, yes, you. Got to obey you. You haven't seen yourself like that, but it's going to obey you. Grace! All of God's energies, all of God's substance, all of God's armies, all of everything, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all heaven. The big machinery. The caterpillars. The nitroglycerin, the atomic bomb, whatever it takes to blast that thing down to make it a plane. Glory to God. It'll do it as you speak to that thing and you mean it. You look it in the eye. You don't cower down. You look at that mountain and say, no more. Today, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over in Micah chapter 6, verse 1. Now look at this. In the book of Micah, some of you don't read these Old Testament verses, but they're really, it says, hear now what the Lord says. Now, Jesus used to say that too. Listen up, pay attention. Listen. And God is saying, when God says something, it's forever settled in heaven. Now, look at this. Hear now what the Lord says. Arise. What does that mean? Get up. Get up from your despondency. Get up from that place that you've been cowering down. Get up from that place that you've been intimidated by those things in your life that you're afraid to face. Get up, arise, plead your case before me. Is that what it says? No, you don't plead your case before God. God's already got your back. You plead your case before your mountain. What is your case? Well, see mountain, see addiction, see failure, see oppression, depression, whatever it might be. Jesus dealt with you on the cross. 2,000, and I plead my, what's a pleading? I plead the blood. Amen. I plead a blood against you. I plead everything that Jesus did on the cross. It is finished. It's done with. It's been dealt with. Now I'm dealing with you. Hallelujah. God's got my back. Hallelujah. It says, arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Whose voice? Your voice. Stop talking about your mountain. Start talking to your mountain. See, Charles Capps said, the only thing God said to Charles Capps once, he said, the only problem with my people, they're void of speech. Amen. That's right, honey. They say what they have instead of having what they say. They're saying what they have. And you've been saying... See, you think you're all spiritual going to one another asking for prayer. And we are to bear one another's burdens, and there's nothing wrong with that. But see, what we do is we're continually saying what we have. Well, I have this problem. Next week, I have this problem. Next week, and you're going to continue to have that problem until you change and say, that problem isn't there anymore. I've spoken to it. There's been an anointing in me, and I'm speaking to that mountain. I'm saying grace to that mountain. I'm saying no more. No more. I'm healed, delivered. I'm set free by the power of God. Hallelujah. And listen, if you do have a prayer request, make sure you watch out who you give it to. Or number one, they'll get in agreement with your problem. And then they'll get on the phone or Twitter and share your problem. Come on now. If you need an agreement, there's power in agreement. You know, God says, if any two shall agree on earth, as touching any one thing, it shall be done for. Get a person of faith that will not judge you for what you're going through. Who are never called to judge, we're called to restore. Yes. Amen. Find somebody that wants to restore you. Get in agreement with that thing. They can shout to that mountain with you. Yes. Hallelujah. There's power in that. Amen. Glory to God. Hear now what the Lord says. Arise. Get off of your despondency. Plead your case before the mountains. Mountains, it's been dealt with 2,000 years ago on the cross. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. And let the hills hear your voice. No more are you going to keep me in bondage. No more are you going to contain me. No more. Zero. In Jesus' name. I am going forward. Hallelujah. So let the barriers begin to hear your voice today. Hallelujah. Let the barriers. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 45. We're wrapping this up this morning. Thus says the Lord to his anointed one, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not really into the book of Job, but there's one scripture that I really like. I like the end of Job. And the thing about Job, you'll find out why all this calamity came on him anyway. He said, things that I greatly fear. And that was a barrier in his life. It almost buried him. Fear, that thing that I greatly feared came upon me. And you can see that he probably gave voice to it every time he got his family together. You know, he was going to lose his everything that he ever had, and his family, his sons. And he was operating in fear. And so it's something he greatly feared. So get that fear out of your life. That might be a mountain that you need to deal with today. A barrier. Fear. Fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? So, fear. Fear is what destroyed and opened the door for the enemy to come in. But one verse is this. You will decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Now, we're kind of talking about confession this morning, but we're not giving you all the scriptures on that. But in Proverbs, it deals with the tongue a lot. And James deals with the tongue. He says it's a deadly force. It's set on fire, the very fire of hell itself. The tongue is the most wicked member among your body. It can set ablaze or it can set you free. Hallelujah. And listen, that's why when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. Why? Because God wants your tongue. Think about that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's for another day. Hallelujah. Decree a thing. Now, who decrees things? Kings and priests. The Bible says that we are kings and priests unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You're a king and priest unto the Lord. He's made us that because of the blood of Jesus. We have right standing before God. Decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. What are you speaking today? What have you been speaking? And what are you going to change? What are you going to speak tomorrow? Are you going to keep speaking tomorrow what you have spoken today? What you spoke yesterday? Are you going to rise up and hear the word of the Lord and speak to that mountain? Who are you, O great mountain, before me? You're a child of God. You're just as anointed as Zerubbabel. I'm glad I'm not called Zerubbabel. I'm Ed. Some of these Old Testament names, huh? Hallelujah. Who are you, O great mountain, before Seth? Put your name in there. Before Pastor Laurie. Who are you? I'm prophesying to you, mountain, you're going to become a plain.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because I'm going to shout grace. Would you stand with me this morning? Come on. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I come to you. Praise God, and I thank you for the anointing, barrier-breaking anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are so thankful. Praise God that we are going to flourish the remainder of this year. The last part of 2021 is going to be greater than the first part of 2021. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Isn't it great to be in church without mask on? Yeah. Hallelujah. We're free. We're free. Say, I'm free today. Glory to God. Jesus, I couldn't get by without, quoting Mark 11:23. Come on now. Jesus said this, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will obey Jesus. No, it didn't say that. It'll obey you. It'll obey you. Come on, give yourself more credit than what you've been giving yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And he's saying, when are you going to help yourself? When are you going to help yourself? You know, it's okay when you have a baby that you change your diapers all the time and you feed them. But after a while, you expect them to get dressed themselves. Huh? You start teaching them to clean their own room up and start doing some responsibilities, and then when they get 30, you kick them out of the house. Just kidding. You used to be younger. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, okay, that's enough. But, some of you have been saved 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and you're still going to Jesus. Jesus, Would you help me clean my room? Hallelujah. It's just about like that when he says, you have authority. I've given you authority over all the powers of darkness, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We have authority over the coronavirus. We have authority, amen, over any plague that comes nigh our dwelling. We've got to walk in that, and we've got to put it to work. Well, you know, I tried it and I failed. I got it. Well, come on now. How many times did you speak to it when you left the house? Huh? You quoted Psalms 91 and it was got inside of you. Amen? Now, I'm your pastor, and I have to admit that I got lazy later on. You know, when it first came out, you know, kind of, you're quoting Psalm 91 all the time. But after a while, you know, you just start, well, you know, I haven't got it. Just, we become lazy in the things of God, in the Spirit. We don't appropriate like we need to. You know what that means? Put it to work. You're not acknowledging the things of God like you used to. Amen? So we open ourselves up for the enemy when you stop doing that. And I'm preaching to myself too, because we're all humans. Amen? That's why we have to be vigilant. The apostle said be vigilant, because the enemy goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he's not going to devour any of you because you know better. Amen? Come on, lift up your hands and say, grace! Grace! The grace of God! Grace! I speak to you, mountain. You become a plain today in my life. I'm not going to be in bondage to you any longer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.